The city of Michigan City has finalized its approximate $12 million contribution to the proposed South Shore Line double track project. Council President Don Pribilinski told The Times the city made a commitment to fund Michigan City's portion to the project in 2017, and a unanimous vote on Tuesday by the city's Common Council is the honoring of that commitment. He said that should send a strong message to the Federal Transit Administration. The Common Council voted to pay $7 million right away and finance the rest with proceeds of a 20-year bond issue. The money will reportedly come from the Michigan City Redevelopment Commission's Tax Increment Financing District, which includes Dunes Plaza. And Pribilinski said that the debt could be paid off in 10 years. The double-track project is the addition of a second set of rails to 16 miles of single-track railroad from Gary to Michigan City. Other contributors are the FTA, the Northwest Indiana Regional Development Authority for Lake and Porter Counties, LaPorte County, and St. Joseph County. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.